everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and this is a podcast where we take a look at the world around us from a biblical worldview. Today I want to talk about those pesky billionaires and their billionaire boys club. I read an article recently by someone lamenting that Donald Trump and his billionaire cronies gathered together in Mar-a-Lago to hobnob and to eat and drink together when the nation is falling apart. Well, my question is, to use a little humor and satire, where are they supposed to eat? McDonald's? I don't even eat at McDonald's. I also wonder, is there really a billionaire boys club? And where should they eat? Maybe they should try Martha's Vineyard. That might produce billionaires boys club solidarity crossing party lines. After all, that's where billionaires like former President Al Gore, near billionaires like President Obama and his wife, Bill Gates, and the likes of Nancy Pelosi like to hang out. Think if they all got together there at Martha's Vineyard. Trump and his billionaire cronies and former President Obama and his billionaire cronies, and think of what they could talk about. Trump and Obama could talk about the renovations they each made to the White House. President Obama made a $381 million improvement or renovation to the White House while he installed his own private basketball court, and he did this with taxpayer money. Now, President Trump, he did it differently. He could maybe share a few pointers with the likes of Obama and maybe Trump's successor one day, because he's done his renovations not using taxpayer dollars but donations. He's raised money from charity. Now, there's a different approach. And he's the first president in history to do that. Franklin Roosevelt put in an indoor pool. And you know, there could be other pointers as well, like Nancy Pelosi and Al Gore and Bill Clinton could talk with others about how they made their millions, or Obama his almost $1 billion, after years of government service on government salaries. Where did that money come from? And how could other successors who come in and out of the Oval Office earn that kind of money also? Think what would happen if the billionaire boys clubs at Martha Vineyard and at Mar-a-Lago got together to share ideas, best practices. What a world that would be. Once again, like my previous podcast, I'm using sarcasm and a little bit of satire to make a point. It seems the world lacks the ability at the moment to judge equitably between the billionaires on the left and the billionaires on the right. And if you want a biblical principle here, there is one again, and it comes once again from the book of Proverbs. Unjust scales. The Lord hates unjust scales, unjust measurements. That would also apply to hypocritical standards for thee and another set of standards for me, like one billionaire's boys club is okay while the other one isn't. People assume all billionaires are evil. Well, these billionaires at Mar-a-Lago earn their money in the private sector. How did the billionaires in Martha's Vineyard, other than Bill Gates, of course, these government servants, earn their millions and billions? They certainly didn't get it from their government salaries, now did they? So let's apply honest scales in the future, and let's not tilt one way or the other, but be objective in our critique and our criticisms of those who have more money than we do, or those who are on the left and those who are on the right, because God hates a dishonest scale. It is an abomination to him, like lying lips. Well, I think I've said enough for now. Thanks for listening. Remember to like us on whatever platform you listen on. Write a nice note. It helps us with the algorithm. Share this with your friends. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off, saying may God bless you and God keep you.